With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Luke Garrett reports the U.S. has struck Venezuela and says its leader has been captured and flown out of the country.
The apparent attack itself lasted less than 30 minutes. Trump said in his social media post that the strike was carried out successfully. It comes after the Trump administration has escalated pressure on Maduro, who has decried U.S. military operations against alleged drug traffickers as a thinly veiled effort to oust him from power.
Meanwhile, President Trump holding a press conference at this hour.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
And that's U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson commenting on an FBI announcement this week that authorities had disrupted a potential terrorist attack on New Year's Eve in North Carolina. The man who allegedly was planning to use knives and hammers to attack people had been in contact with ISIS. President Trump angered some fellow Republicans with his end-of-the-year vetoes this time around. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president used his veto pen for the first time in his second term, rejecting two bipartisan natural resources bills. One of those bills, for a drinking water pipeline, was sponsored by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. She's a longtime Trump ally who broke with the president over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files. Boebert wrote online that she hopes the veto has nothing to do with political retaliation. She went on to say, this isn't over. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore says President Trump has orchestrated an exceptional economic recovery. A number of key economic reports are due out this coming week. On Wall Street Friday, it was a winning session for the Dow and the S&P. This is SRN News. A new poll asked people about how much time they're spending reading the Bible.
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken explicitly with Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, urging him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning." This is SRN News. Bill Alexander reports a woman was arrested in a Maryland road rage incident.
Not just any woman, but a Washington, D.C. police sergeant. Kayla Cruz is accused of pulling out a gun and a crowbar during a road rage clash in Annapolis, Maryland. Cruz was arrested on New Year's Day after a felony assault investigation by Maryland State Police. The victim told troopers that the suspect brandished a crowbar and then the firearm during the incident. Kayla Cruz was identified as the suspect and arrested near her home.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The Oxford Bus Company in the UK is taking inventory. The company has more than 4,000 lost and found items collected in 2025. Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets among the most common items. But there are some unusual things as well, like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, and an inflatable dinosaur costume, not to mention a jar of pickled onions. More on these stories at srnnews.com.